Dmitri Shostakovich. 1906 to 1975 was a Russian composer. What do you think his life was like? Shostakovich achieved fame in Soviet Union under the patronage of Soviet chief. But later he had a complex and difficult relationship with the government. That's one way to put it. A complex and difficult relationship with the government. I should say that about my life with the government. Nevertheless, he received accolades and stayed where... No, he was in a fucking gulag, and everyone knows it. Where the fuck is his gulag shit? But this was written in a goddamn gulag. Listen to this. That's not right. The problem with beauty when you're a fucking authoritarian is it makes you want to break free of your chains because it makes you know that love and life is worth it. And that's why people hate beauty that are authoritarians. I mean, that shit makes me want to cry. It's like... Imagine writing that about a flower you see through prison bars. My dad introduced me to this song. This is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Fuck. Here we go. Here we go. I don't even want you guys to hear it yet until you hear the beginning. Oh, this is it. Listen to this shit. This motherfucker wrote it in a gulag. Listen to this. This is about individualism. Look at how it just comes out of fog. It comes out of nothing. It just... Oh. I mean, what the fuck? Listen to that breakthrough, though. This is like one of the greatest moments in the history of classical music. In my opinion, no one knows the fucking song. Because they don't care because they're a bunch of retards. What is this? This is sadness right here. This is depression right here. And then the individual... Listen to this shit. The name of his song? It's Shostakovich Piano Concerto Number 2. Let's see other versions. Let's find another version. Well, this is the last one we'll do. I'm not going to just drown you in Shostakovich. This motherfucker. No, but there's redemption. It's like there's so much redemption in it. Just so sick. Yeah, but people are saying sadness. Yeah, sadness until that fucking note, though. The whole point of this is that note. This is crazy. And let's get music theory. Let's talk about shit. The strings are working against the piano in this. It's just gorgeous. Listen to, like, the strings are, like, working against it. Listen. They're coming at it. It's a conversation. It's a conversation. Shut their fucking mouths during this part. It's so delicate. And it comes back in a second. It comes back in that redemption. Right? You didn't expect that. I mean, it's just... I mean, if you look at this as a story, the piano influences the strings. Alright, so let's talk about this as a narrative, right? Fuck it. So... So the strings are like the bureaucracy, right? The fucking buzzkills. They're like just, this is your life. Fuck you. And then the individual comes out. Right? But the bureaucracy still fights against them. They're not helping. Like the notes that the strings are playing are not coinciding with this beautiful individual. Fighting it. They're speaking their words. And single notes. Single notes is for a reason. This shit is not accidental. That's single notes. Words. Individual. It's not chords. Chords are commie shit. Now the strings comes back with a different attitude. Things get a little complicated. That's called the second act in a movie. It's complications. But then after this, the strings come back to help the individual. Right? Do you see the change, minor to major? Come on. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. And the individual's like, no, fuck it. Fuck this. Fuck this. And the stranger's like, no, you inspired us. Now there's a change. You see that? See how it changed? It's fucking sick. See how it's two voices? It's going, they're intertwining. Just. This is fucking the best part. You see how it fucking inverts? Like, it's not the same innocence. Listen. No, this is so fucking cool. If any of you guys are piano players, just like... Okay, listen to this part, right? The innocence of the single voice piano. And then look at how it changes. So this is the beginning. Alright. Alright, you guys know this part. This is the first entrance into the world with just purity, just pure innocence, right? Just bomb. And then later there's a growth. It's just not the same. The hero's journey. The return home. I'm getting like jammed up for real. This shit's fucking me up. This is like me and my dad used to play this when I was like 7 with the violin and the piano. So this is right, now compare that to this. Listen to this. It's so different. Hang on. Different story to tell. Yeah, it's haunted, right? Different story now. It's so fucking sad. I mean, like, just, like, listen to that shit. This is just the fucking ache of human life. Just listen to this shit. Because you can see the story. It's like... Last time I'll stop being insane, but just like, the individual comes back different. So fucking good. And I'm not like in a bad spot or anything. This is just how I appreciate music when I'm alone sometimes. And I'm just like, just don't give a fuck to the point where I'm just gonna share it with you guys. Like, music has to just turn you, you know, just... How did this get 32 thumbs downs? What motherfucker would give a thumbs down to this? Like, who the fuck listen to this song is like, thumbs down. Fucking psychos. Right? It's crazy. Yeah, Stalin and his buddies. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Why doesn't Owen have an Owen to explain this shit? Losers. I don't know. Bravo, bravo. Down to 500 viewers. They're like, oh, it's 12:30 a.m. I mean, whatever. I said this isn't about viewers. I'm not even going to keep this video up. I've done over 3 hours. This is going unlisted. Because I love music. I love music so much. It's the same with Moulay Sinat. It's like when I first heard that, just that. It's just fun. But Shostakovich is telling stories. Like, that's the thing about orchestras. Like... shit. Like, when you have a full orchestra to do it, it's crazy. Because you get going back and forth. You get the fucking bam, 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 bam. And then what? I can't do it right now, but like, it's the story of it. Like, sometimes I feel like that's the limit of just the piano. It's like, there's no story there to me. Like, there is, it's cool. But like, when you have that story of Shostakovich, it's like you just see it. You see the journey. It's fucking great. I gotta go. Much love. I'll see you guys soon. And Piano Concerto number 1 was written in 1933, 2 and 53 for his son. Great stuff. Imagine having a son in Russia in 1953. Holy fuck. Every time I like feel like sorry for myself for like living in this time, I'm like, holy fuck. Shostakovich wrote that for his... That's fucking crazy, dude. He wrote that for his son. Just fucking... I mean, I'm a mess. He wrote that in communist Russia for his son. Holy fuck. All right, I gotta go. All right, peace, guys.